Is it even possible that there was a point in time in your life where you were doing something and you didn't understand what you were doing or how it's going to be beneficial in life, but 10 or 15 years later, you look back and you see how that experience, maybe that education or something, the lesson you learned from something you did 15 years ago, actually now makes sense to today? Because most of the time, you can't connect the dots going forward, only backwards. And somehow that is my reality, and probably the reality of a lot of people, because you never see the dots going forward, only when you look back in hindsight. Fast forward, in December, I'm going to be 7 years in Germany. And my journey to Germany wouldn't have materialized without me looking back now and wondering how I got to Germany. Just to give you a background, my name is Samadeng, I'm Nigerian, and my first degree is in psychology. After graduating from psychology, I had the opportunity to either work in a bank or get into education teaching. And to give you context, in Nigeria, teaching is literally like the last resort people do when they can't get a job. So I had the opportunity to work in a top bank that was going to pay good money. And I got a teaching job. But believe you me, I come from an average family, or a bit more than average. So I went to really good schools and all. And when I got to that school, I was humble. I felt like my father failed me, because there are rich people and there are rich people within that Lagos state. The school was just out of this world. Just to give you context, for your child to be accepted into school, and this is 10 years ago, I'm talking about at least 10 years ago, you pay $10,000 non-refundable. Not talking about school fees, and this is, I'm talking about primary school. Primary school and secondary school also. And they go for school trips to NASA, Google. They even come to Germany, to Frankfurt for swimming competitions. And boy, I was humble. I was like, wow. And I met a friend, a colleague in the school. And all along, I was just thinking to myself, I want my kids to be able to have this kind of life. I want my kids to be able to just have the same access. In the school, at the back of this, like within the school compound, there is an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the compound. And it's part of the curriculum. So it's not like it's special. Maybe Monday, 10 a.m., they go for swimming. It's part of school curriculum. The touch board, all touch screen, everything. In a class, is a maximum of 16 students with two teachers. That's tell you how good the school was. And all along, I was like, is this not how life is supposed to be? Like, everyone should be able to afford good education. Everyone should be able to swim. You know, this is just basic life skills. But from the society where I was coming from, it was a luxury. And all along, I just wanted to live in a society where having the basics was not a luxury. Where having 24 hours internet is normal. Having food was normal. And I wanted my kids to be able to attend this kind of school where I worked. And I met a friend in the school and we spoke about it. And I'm like, if I'm working hard, I want to say I'm working hard for my kids to come to this school. So he kept bugging me now. My new reality changed. And this girl now told me one day, like, wow, Sam, you keep on talking about you want to live in a society where you could have the basics. Why not try doing your master's in Germany? And I laughed. I'm like, just leave me alone. I can't even speak German. What am I doing in Germany? I can't even speak German. And the next thing she said humbled me and gave me the motivation to work extremely hard. Education in Germany is free. And there are courses in English. I felt she was just messing with me. And she sent me links. I was amazed, like my antenna started popping. And from then on, all I could think about was Operation Deutschland. That was now my focus, because then I felt like I saw a pathway to achieving the kind of life I felt my kids could have in terms of the basics not being a luxury. And I did my deep research. I also had the option of going to the US, but I knew in the US I was just going to be in debt with student loans and all. I saw there was a post-study path from the German education system. Everything made sense. And to cut to something that would be interesting, I said it to one of our partners here that then I had a lady that I used to tutor her son in math. I never knew she worked for Deutsche Bank. I never knew Deutsche Bank existed there. But it existed, maybe investment banking or something, but it wasn't regular banking. And when I told her about Germany, she was like, yeah, Germany's super. It's solid. That's where you should go. She pushed me, gave me all the extra motivation. I worked hard. I doubled my hustle. I finished teaching. I did extra lessons teaching students. After that, I do Uber. I drove Uber. So sometimes I get home in the middle of the night. I was walking tooth and nail. And to cut the long story short, I made it. I got to Germany sometime in December. Super winter, cold. The cold hit me hard. And moving forward was like, I thought getting to Germany was hard. But finding my way around Germany was harder. With language barrier and all this. With all these things happening simultaneously, along the line, I started making progress. I met some other students that were doing working students and all, so I started seeing that it's possible that I could make progress and I could grow. But I realized quickly that certain information that I spent about 6 months looking for, I could have known in 30 minutes if I knew the right people. That's how I started writing a blog. So I could educate people coming after me on how Germany worked, on how those nonverbal cues you can pick up and you can learn, things you can't see on the internet. But I was writing it in a comical way so people could laugh and enjoy themselves, but at the same time learn the hard realities of my journey and other people's journey, basically giving them information. And lo and behold, while I kept on writing my blog, it got to a point where it was really good. I had a lot of followers. And this same lady that worked for Deutsche Bank, she didn't read one piece of my blog, but she just believed in me so much. She sent my blog to a publisher. And the publisher reached out to me and they said they wanted to make my blog a book. That's some self-belief. She just said, if Sam is writing, it's good. And this is telling you my journey from psychology, being a teacher, and now becoming a writer. And 4 months later, I have a book. It's called My German Waka, published. I can't even believe that I'm a writer. All because I just wanted to share information and make life of other people easier, and they could have an easier path to Germany and understanding the system. But like I said, when I look back, now it makes sense. Why I went to that school, why I taught in that school, my background in psychology, meeting the people I met. But at the point in time when I was there, I didn't know where I was going to be. Hence, what I said, remember, and this is from Steve Jobs, you can never trace the dots going forward, only backward. And somehow, some way, I met some certain people through my book, and someone somehow knows Migration Marktgesellschaft. And Migration Marktgesellschaft, for those of you in the English context, it means migration makes society. They actually believe migrants make the society. Society is shaped through immigrants. And they're there to foster initiatives and different events on how to fight against discrimination, give people legal aid or knowing your right as an asylum seeker or a resident, as an immigrant. So there are a plethora of events Migration Marktgesellschaft does to actually help immigrants feel welcome in Munich. And why are they in Munich? Because Munich is a cosmopolitan state. You know, people from different sorts of lives live in Munich. And when you walk outside, you can see Munich is colorful. And what better way for Migration Marktgesellschaft to reach out to people by doing these initiatives and like a podcast like this, to reach out to those different people, to bring their realities all together and make this society as beautiful as it is today and hopefully beautiful tomorrow and the next. And our kids will be proud of what we've done. So somehow, some way, I got to meet Migration Marktgesellschaft. Their priorities aligned with my priorities. What I wanted to achieve was help people. And that's what they also wanted to do. And we're wondering, how do we bring this bridge together? And that's how we came up with the name, The Brookie, the podcast you're listening to right now, The Brookie, Bridging the Gap.
Bridging the Gap.